Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned in to the bastard child of the internet podcast. This is the Frocast, episode 154. I'm your man Saul Wright, aka You Better Call Saul is over. Thank God. I'm glad it's in the books. I'm sitting there with my partner, King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, aka let's see. I got no aka this. Nah, fuck that. Aka the motherfucking Black Danny Ferry, man. In the building, man.
Why are you the Black Danny Ferry, bro?
Cause, man, my Blue Devils did something, you know. They just... Blue Devils, I called it last week on the Frocast. Said they was going to be national champions. And guess what? They're national champions. So, in honor of one of the greatest Blue Devils of all time, I'm just going to say, I'm the Black Danny Ferry today.
At least you're not the Black Christian Leighton.
Hey, listen. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT. I ain't want to slander him. I'm not as great as Christian Leitner, so I didn't want to put me and Christian Leitner in the same sentence. So I'm not ready for that.
Is Christian Leitner the basketball version of your boy,
Tim Tebow?
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't say that because, you know, Tim Tebow, like, you talking about, like, on the court?
Well, I just mean, you know, the way, if you look at him the same.
Christian Leitner's like, in the Hall of Fame, so, all right. Before you go any further, Christian Leitner's in the Hall of Fame.
What?
He's in the NBA Hall of Fame.
Why?
The Basketball Hall of Fame.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
He was a member of the greatest team ever assembled. Duh.
What? In college?
No. He was on the Dream Team. What do you mean? The 92 G, he was on there.
He shouldn't have been on that motherfucking name.
Why not? He was the greatest college player out. Why not?
That shit is trash, bro. Look at his pro career.
It doesn't matter. I don't care about his pro career.
That's why he shouldn't be in the goddamn Hall of Fame.
Nothing you can do about it. He's in it.
Oh, that's some bullshit. Can we take people out of the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Can we appeal? Nope.
OJ's still in the Hall of Fame. He killed people. Sorry.
We have no proof that OJ killed anybody. I'm just saying.
He wrote a book, said, if I did it, this is how I would do it.
That was an if, though, man. He didn't do it.
Hey, listen.
God damn, I did not know Christian Leitner's in the Hall of Fame.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
That's some bullshit. Anyway, man, I heard that you went on a little trip.
Oh, yeah, man. This past weekend, man, I took a trip to Atlanta slash, went to Georgia, went to Atlanta and Athens, you know, me and went to the Run the Jewels concert Saturday night and, you know, got there, you know what I'm saying, you know, I just watched Duke dismantle Michigan State, so I was already high. So, you know, the concert started at 9 o'clock. Run the Jewels weren't scheduled to go on to stage until 11 o'clock. Damn. So we were just like, okay, they had a couple opening acts. You know, I don't fuck with opening acts. You know what I'm saying? You know, one particular opening act that was supposed to be there was Scotty ATL. Scotty ATL didn't show up. So he didn't show up. So Run the Jewels got thrown on the stage earlier than expected. Damn. So I go in there at 11 o'clock. Me, Be Easy, and my dog, you know, Elroy Julius. We go in there at 11 o'clock and, you know, Run the Jewels on stage already performing. You know what I'm saying? So they did like two songs and they, you know, like a little break. So I'm thinking like, okay, they just did album one. They about to come out here and do album two now. Them niggas, you know, the crowd starts screaming, Run RTJ. You know, first of all, it's all right. It was probably like seven black dudes in there.
Oh,
seven.
Yeah. We don't go to concerts.
I mean, seven. And so it was a sold-out show. I mean, and then, hey, listen, man. Props to all the white dudes in there. They knew every fucking word to the song. But getting back to the concert.
Was they saying nigga?
You know, they don't say nigga on that album that much. You know, Killer Mike, that's the one word he don't say. You know.
Let him go.
Yeah. He'll say that among, you know. So anyway, they rapping. They come out, do one little song, you know. And then they were like, thank you, Athens. Great night. I look around. Like, that's it? You know what I'm saying? And a couple of more people, like, you know, because a lot of people seen that they weren't supposed to be at 11, but they went on stage earlier because Scotty ATL didn't show up. So fuck you, Scotty ATL. You fucked up everything. We only got to see two and a half songs from Run the Jewels, man. That's and let me tell you something, sorry. I'm King Germ is not a racist. Some of my best friends are white.
There we go.
But white people, when y'all started drinking, y'all emit this smell.
Come on, Germ.
King, listen, it's all right. You had to be, it's all right. Sweaty, drunk. Listen, I can't say, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure us niggas, when you go to a club, you know what I'm saying? It smell like niggas. So I'm pretty sure. That smell, I mean, because I was just like, oh my God. Like, it was horrible. It's like that alcohol, that smell when white people get drunk. Like, if you go to a football game and there's a lot of drunk people around you, they emit some smell, like the alcohol coming out your pores, and it just don't smell good. It, you know, and I just, you know, so yeah. Then we tried to get backstage and meet Killer Mike and the fucking punk-ass security guard. My dog, VG, shout out to VG, he researched, like, how do you run
into a lot?
Listen, nigga, we was walking down the street. Me, Be Easy, and Chuck, we walking down the street, and VG walked by me, and I was like, damn, that look like VG. But, you know, it's been years. It's been like 5 years since I seen the nigga, you know what I'm saying? So I'm looking, I was like, Vic. He turned around, he like, what's up? And then he was like, he started walking. I said, what up, boy? And then he started walking back. Then he was like, my nigga, Germ. And he was just like, you know, he shot back. Then he was like, he dapped up Be Easy. He know Be Easy was.
Of course.
He's like, what's up, what's your name? And he like, I'm Be Easy. He like, Be Easy, oh my God. Like, so then he was with one of the opening acts. Like, I guess, I don't know, VG rapping, I don't know what he's doing. But he was with one of the dudes that was, you know, Bees knew who the nigga was. And, you know, he was like, oh, yeah, these my niggas from Nappy Afro, man. These niggas put me on, blah, 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 blah. He just, you know, man, listen, bruh, da, 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 da. You know, he was just awesome. Anyway, after the show was over, you know, I told him what happened. He was like, man, that show was dope. I said, nigga, I ain't seen none of that shit. He was like, what? He was like, oh, my God, it was one of the greatest shows. But anyway, he was trying to get us backstage. So he was about to pull us backstage, but then the little nigga at the door was like, oh, let me see your press pass. So he showed him his press pass, but he's like, oh, you don't have the one that can escort people backstage. I was just like, fuck, nigga, like, he got a pass, bitch.
That's
like, bro, he like, I can't do it. I was in my head like, nigga, we gotta beat your ass right now, nigga. Like, nigga, ain't nobody would give a shit.
Let you in.
Huh?
You should have told him to grab Trackstar. Trackstar would have let you in.
And that's the sad thing that me and Beezy said. That's crazy. We got drops from like two or three of these niggas. Like, he was like, we got a track star one, we got a Killer Mike drop, and we can't, you know what I'm saying? We like nigga. Man. And so, you know, it was just a fucked up night. But not, from, you know, man, you know, hey. But like I said,
props to VG.
Props to V. Like, he tried. I couldn't get mad at the nigga. Like, he tried. You know what I'm saying? He the one got me backstage with J. Cole. So, like I said, the nigga was about to be 2 for 2 with me. Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, shout out to VG, man. Long time Fro listener, man. He been with us since the fucking Ninja Scroll days.
Man, way. That's why when you said, I'm like, damn, that nigga still alive. He ain't been on the site in a minute.
Yes. Because he like, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. Like, he been with the site since he was like 16, 17 years old. Like, the nigga grown. He done graduated from college and everything now, man.
That's crazy as fuck, man. We changing lives, man.
Yes, man.
Nah, but you know.
And my dog was like, y'all got fans? He was like, y'all niggas got fans? He was like, I feel like I'm with a star or something. I'm like, nah, don't you.
Like, hold on. Yeah. Don't go that far.
Yeah, like, we ain't got no titties yet, so we ain't got fans. Like, nigga, it's cool. Like, you know, we're going to talk about this later. It's cool to dap me up and everything, but we too close to be two niggas, you know?
Let's go to that right now. I just said black folks don't go to concerts, and apparently that's a lot. Because a lot of black people went to see Plies. A lot of black folks.
In my city. Nigga, that was in my city. That was a tough. I was gone.
All the black people in your city went to see Plies. All of them. And I don't know the backstory as to how this happened, but Plies had security bring this nigga on stage.
Okay, can I tell you the backstory?
Please do.
Okay, so apparently, this nigga named Marvin, a.k.a. he goes by Moody Green.
Wow.
He went to school with Plies' manager. So he told his homeboys, like, shit, I know Plies, I went to school with Plies' manager, we cool, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna see if I can meet Plies and shit, so you know. So he was trying to explain to security that he know Plies, whatever. And them niggas was like, nah, whatever. So he get into like a little squabble with the security. They kicking him in the process of kicking him out of the club the night, you know, the Coliseum that night.
Wait. I'm missing something. How did it get to that point? Just because he said he know Plies?
He know Plies' manager. So he was trying to meet Plies. You know what I'm saying? Of course. You and 300-500 other niggas. You know what I'm saying? That's just, you know. So they were kicking him out. So Plies was like, nah, I don't kick Jit out. You know what I'm saying? Bring Jit up here, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, he was doing some real nigga shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, don't kick him out. Let him come up here. So he brought him up to the stage. And when he brought him up to the stage, you know, dapped him up once. dapped him up twice. You know, the nigga was like, what up? He what up, what up? But as he was dapping him up, the nigga just kept getting closer and closer. And Plies was like, yo, I don't give a fuck about you shaking my head, but we too close to be two niggas. And he kind of like, you know, let him know, like, back up something. Like he was in kissing, like he could almost kiss Plies in his ear if he wanted to. That's how close they were.
Yeah, it was way too much.
And so then he was, and then the DJ, Plies did not yell out Color Money. Just so, let's get this clear. The DJ yelled out Color Money because that's the name of the next song they was about to play. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I got that, I forgot the name of the song, but I got them Blue Hunnids. That song, Blue Hunnids. So he was saying, the DJ said Color Money. When he said that, that's when Buddy just slung Plies. I mean, it was a weak-ass belly-to-belly attempt. I mean, because, you know, he ain't even stay in contact with him or nothing. He kind of, like, tossed him. But if you look at the frack, it's like, it looked like Plies was putting in work on Buddy a little bit. Like, Plies' hat never came off. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
So he didn't slam him hard enough.
He didn't slam, like, I got suplexed from the stage to the, you know what I'm saying? My hat didn't even come off. It doing all this mess. And Buddy got his ass whooped. And then after the fight, he was like, yo, I'm still a fan of your music. But I think you should watch the, like, Buddy, and then niggas don't know that the nigga that slammed Plies is kind of off. You know what I'm saying? Not kind of off. He's off. You know what I'm saying? So he misunderstood what Plies said. All Plies said was, back up, nigga. You too close. Like, nigga.
So he slammed it because he thought the dude was trying to step to him. He thought Plies was trying to swing on him.
He thought Plies disrespecting him by saying, we too close. I don't give a fuck about you shaking my hand. But we too close to be two niggas. He took that as disrespect. But when Plies said was, nigga, we could dab hands all day. But back the fuck up, my nigga. Like,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that's. It was weird when, like, the 90th time I saw it, I still didn't understand what the fuck happened.
Yes.
I just didn't get it. I was like, because I saw the part where he got up on stage and they dapped up and hugged, like, you know, they bro-greeted each other.
Yes.
And then the next thing you know, nigga suplex was like, wait, what happened?
I'm going to limb here and say Buddy was smoking that Molly, a.k.a. them Flockers, a.k.a. that crystal meth that they didn't trick niggas into doing. I think that's what he was smoking. He was high off that shit.
After he got stomped out, he was sitting on the curb, and he looked like he lost his puppy and shit.
Then he shot a video afterwards.
That shit is weird, man.
Like, he was shot, I mean, and then, like, you know, he was a local celebrity for about, you know, 24, 48 hours. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, you, first of all, I can't honor that shit because... First of all, like, anybody can get slammed. Like, if I'm walking up, you saw it right. I'm like, yo, what's going on? Saw it right, man. How's everything going? Your guard is down. I might can pick you up and slam you right then. Because right. Your guard is down.
Right.
But if I walk up, you like, yo, saw it right. What's up, nigga? So your guard going to be up. I'm not going to be able to just pick you up and slam you. You know what I'm saying?
It's going to be a problem at that point.
Exactly. And so, like, I'm thinking, like, you snuck the nigga on the slam. You really didn't do a good job. Then you got your ass whooped. It's like, you are the one in the wrong. Like, I can't, niggas like, he boom plies. Like, he boom plies. Like, I'm like, anybody can get slammed, nigga. Like,
River danced on that motherfucker's body, yo. They man, listen, soul out that motherfucker.
They whooped his ass, nigga. I'm talking about, listen, ooh, shit.
That shit is not good. Like, I feel bad as being a pro black dude. Talking about this dude getting stomped, but he got stomped.
Yes, he needed his ass whooped for that shit. Because you know what I'm saying? Because you don't do no... Like, if I paid money to see Plies, which niggas probably paid $45, $55, $65, $75 to go see Plies do mixtape songs, and a nigga enter... But look, let's not forget, Plies got back on stage and finished the show, nigga. He ain't stopped the show.
Yeah, that's crazy as shit.
Plies is still the real... I mean, the Plies image did take a hit for like a couple hours till the facts came out. And then it's like his rep went back up. So niggas talk shit about Plies, but he's still the realest nigga. Cause let any other your favorite rappers get slammed during their concert, the show is over.
I mean, period. Didn't Drake come out there like in a wheelchair because his ankle got hurt or some shit?
Drake, he tore his ACL, man.
I mean, now that's granted, tearing your ACL is a major shit.
Yes.
But we've seen players play football games with broken legs. Plies got slammed. Usually that's
yes, enough to take a nigga it finished out. The show, nigga.
Yeah, that's enough to take a nigga out.
You know what I'm saying? I salute any performers, entertainers that get hurt doing their job and continue the show. When motherfucking Killer Mike tore his rotator cuff, he finished the show.
Yeah, who was that?
Big Boy. When he tore his shit up, he finished the show. You gotta finish the show. Beyonce bust her ass. She got back up, kept it going. Or who was no even Beyonce? Yeah, Beyonce didn't fail before, ain't it?
Yeah, Beyonce didn't fail. Madonna failed. Michelle Williams failed several times.
Oh, hell yeah. They ain't need batter eye, boy. Michelle could have been sitting there. Her leg could have been hanging out like Kevin Mercer. They ain't give a fuck.
They ain't give a shit. They just like, oh, well, show got to keep going. Hey, man. We talking about entertainers getting injured and stuff. This ain't an injury, but there's a lot of hurt feelings out there. UK is 38-1. Is that right? 42-1?
38-1.
38-1. So they lost. They actually lost. Now, I didn't watch that game. I was working. So I don't know the details. I heard a lot of bad.
Oh, news. I seen the game. Cause if I, never mind. Go ahead.
Go for it, man.
Nah, because me watching the game is part of the reason why we miss Run the Jewels.
So you part of the blame. So you kind of gave yourself you the loser of the week.
Not. Look, it wasn't my fault. I'm going to get a loser of the week to who the loser of the week is. Right, you know what I'm saying?
Got you. So you saw the game. Was it bad calls or did they just get outplayed?
Kentucky problem was they just didn't have shooters. And you know what I'm saying? And the way they were playing, they needed some shots to be hit. And I mean, like the inside game, like Carl Anthony, like the inside game wasn't a factor. Like they made them go out on the wing. And I mean, they just couldn't get over. Like every time they get close, Wisconsin hit a big shot. You know what I'm saying? That boy Kaminsky was balling. I mean, he was balling like he was making niggas almost Christian Laettner mad. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you know. He made them Christian Laettner mad. He made at least one of the Harrison boys. I can't remember which one it was.
Oh, yeah.
He made them Christian Laettner
mad. What the twins decided to call him a nigga, huh?
Nah, he just called him a nigga. He said, fuck that nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
That shit was funny as hell.
He said, fuck that nigga.
They was like,
I mean, shit.
Hey, the mic is hot, son. Remember this. If you don't remember nothing else in your career, the mic is hot.
The mic is hot, bro. You can't. Hey, man, I don't know. What was the last college upset that had this kind of feeling? I know you're a big college fan like that, so.
Let's see. The last one that had this feeling, I mean, maybe I'm biased, but I'm going to go back with Duke beating UNLV when UNLV was undefeated in the semifinal game.
Jesus.
UNLV was looked at as like nobody could beat them. And they playing the Duke team that they just trashed the year before by like 30. They was like, okay, we playing Duke again. We got the same five coming back. They got the same five coming back. We beat them by 30 last year. We could at least beat them by 15. You know what I'm saying?
Not gonna happen.
Duke beat them with the upset. You know, so, you know, I mean, I was kind of upset because I wanted to be the team to beat Kentucky. But, you know, hey, we beat Wisconsin. We beat them again. So, it is what it is. But look, though, the outrage, though. I see some white people was like, yo, this dude need to lose his scholarship.
What?
He needs to, because because they said if it reversed and it would have been a white boy saying that, the white boy would be, Kaminsky would be, his career be done. So they was like, why is it a double standard when it comes to... But I was just like, yo, honestly, the young niggas, that's how they feel. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes.
Right.
Like, the white boys and black boys, they nigga, and it doesn't bother them. It doesn't, like... And I asked one, I'm like, yo, you let the white boy say nigga around y'all? They was like, who, white boy John? I'm like, yes. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, okay, it's a different thing. What we're seeing now is people... policing the word nigga because
yes.
They don't like the PR from it. But the young cats, these new niggas is new. That's I don't even know how to say it. These new niggas is new.
Yes.
They are really new.
Mexican, Filipino niggas, like everybody niggas that you see about the young kids, the videos, the Instagrams, the
Fix your audio. I don't know if you moved your spot or something, but it got bad.
Nah, I mean, it's bad.
Yeah, it's bad right now. You sound like Optimus Prime or something.
Oh, shit. That's good with that.
Yeah, you all.
Anyway, I'm real quick.
Nope, no better. No better.
See, I have a Wi-Fi. And go straight LTE.
That shit that went crazy all of a sudden.
What?
I said the fucking audio went crazy all of a sudden.
Is this any better or still fucked up?
You good now. Good enough.
Okay, I just turned the Wi-Fi off and said, fuck it.
Yeah, you know, we keeping this shit on the show, too. We ain't editing none of that out.
God damn, boy. Ratchetest podcast on the internet, nigga. Not really. I'm pretty sure it's some worse than ours that niggas shooting they shit on some weird, weirdo shit. At least we didn't trial and error the shit a little bit.
I'm gonna edit that out. But I know some people had these podcasts, you know, you just heard some of the audio issues. My boy had a podcast and he used to record it, so he would call somebody on his cell phone. He would let the audio play out of his computer and record it on the mic.
God damn.
I was like, dude, how many layers you want to put in between your shit? So it sounded like they was calling from prison. All of his shows sounded like they was calling from prison. It
just and that's what's up, though. I would have called from jail with the name of my podcast.
You can't really do that when you got a college-centered podcast, bro.
When you got a what? A
college-centered podcast.
But it's still called Calls from Jail, though. That's what's going to be called. none of us in jail. It's just called Calls from Jail.
Yeah, that'll probably get you on TV.
Yeah, you exactly. Know,
man, get you on TV. I guess we got to talk about some more controversy because.
Did we finish the Andrew? I mean, yeah. But I was saying as far before the audio issue.
Yeah.
It's like nigga doesn't mean anything to the, you know, the 23 and under crowd. Like they don't care. Like, you know, so it's just like that's just the old people getting all up. You know, I can understand, but like I said, to them. And I'm pretty sure Kaminsky didn't feel nothing bad about it. He was like, oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's just like, let old people stay out of young people affairs. Quit telling the young people how they should feel about the racial shit. Because, you know, they different from us. You know what I'm saying? They don't see race like the older people see race. And so that's what we just need to get by, man.
Hey, man, according to Hidden Colors 1, niggas is not a bad word. Negus, the root word negus is God. So that's where it came from. It's not... That's what they tell you on Hidden Colors, man. I'm just reporting as I see it.
Realest niggas alive,
realest
I guess.
Realest niggas, man. You know, you saw the little boy doing, you know, the sausage wraps. It was a little white boy. He said, I'm a gay nigga, but I still take the sausage. It was a little white dude. So put that in perspective. It was a whole group of white people. It was all white girls and a little white dude. So they were just restating the same shit. When it got to his part, hey, he said it. It was a white dude. I'm a gay nigga. But I still take the sauce. I'm like, damn. I guess it's just different out there.
It is, man.
So where nigga has apparently been, you know, accepted across the board, we still ain't accepting this blackface shit. We still ain't accepting your Crip parties, SAE. You know what I'm saying? We're not having that bullshit. But I guess
that's mocking. If you dressed up like kings and queens and you know, if you didn't dress up like Jigaboos and the auntie that, you know, the woman that were
Mamie.
What they call
Mamie.
Mamie. Yeah. You know, dress up like Mamie or the motherfucking yard motherfucking. Like, when you do that, it's just mocking. I mean, if you dressed up like, you know, I wouldn't be mad if y'all like, yo, we having a Pulp Fiction party or, you know, black actors party. You know what I'm saying? You know, but when you come in there, oh, with the baggy jeans on, the gold teeth and all that, you know, come on, really? Like, I know more niggas that don't got gold teeth than do. You know what I'm saying?
Right, so, exactly. And please stop putting on blackface. I don't give a fuck what it's for. Just stop. I don't care what your reason is. Just stop. If you're white and you're putting on blackface, just stop. It's not high art.
Speaking of black... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's pretty much it. It's not high art. It's not any of this other shit you painted for.
Yeah. Hey, it's insulting a little bit. I mean, if it's tastefully done.
There is no tastefully done.
I mean, yeah. If your costume's that good, I should be able to see who you are.
Right. I mean, even with gold dust come out, I still cringe. Gold dust wears black and gold paint. I still be like,
I don't know. That's different.
Well, he did come out in full blackface with an afro before.
Now that's you know, but you know, like, hey man, me and BZ was talking about this the other day, man. How did our fucking parents let us watch wrestling back in the day, man? This shit was racist as fuck, man.
Fuck wrestling. How did they let us watch cartoons?
I mean, it's shit. Dukes of Hazzard, like all the shit we watched back then was racist as fuck. Yeah. When you look at it now, but back then I was like, I look at my parents like, how the fuck you let me watch this shit? Like,
Tom and Jerry had the Mamie as the guy.
Oh my god.
Heckle and Jekyll, Bugs Bunny. That shit when they did the pygmy.
Anytime somebody stuck their face in a barrel and it blew up, boom.
Blackface with the big lips.
Yes, and they turned. Yeah, yes. What was the little dude that did? What was the one? He texted Avery. One of them was super racist. Which one was it?
That might have been it. That was the one that had the Pygmy Island cartoon and shit.
Oh my god,
all that shit was bad, man. We used to watch a lot of bullshit. Dukes of Hazzard is a perfect example.
I used to listen. I had a Dukes of Hazzard cake.
My
brother did. I seen pictures of it.
Cakes, and, you know, the whole nine. Confederate flag on the top. Like what?
Like General Lee. Like I just that shit didn't mean I didn't.
Man, that shit was bad, man. I don't know how we got through it. But then we had, like we talked about this before, we had different cartoons that had black people as part of the cast. It wasn't even an issue. Like now, you got to have, we got to fight to get black people on shows. Jim and the Holograms had black folks in it. Fucking G.I. Joe had black folks in it. Mask, which I still don't understand why it's not a movie or a TV show at least.
Damn, sorry, you threw an old school one that. God what, damn. Mask? Yes, first you said Jim, then you said Mask. Like, hey, some Mask niggas like don't even remember that shit.
Mask was the dopest cartoon ever.
Man, those were the cars they used to. Yeah, yeah, they were like the bootleg Transformers. Now. They were like Transformers, but we ain't robots, bitch. Like nah, it was like
you have a fucking that dude. One of my favorite toys. The dude had a goat. He had like a 72 GTO that turned into a tank. And what? And I had that toy. That shit was dope as fuck. But we ain't got that no more. Captain Planet, which I think is finally coming to a movie screen somewhere, was all multicultural. You know what I'm saying?
That was one of the weakest cartoons of all time. I used to watch it, but I was just like, I hate Captain Planet, man.
It was weak. But
as you knew it was going to end up, it was like, it was too feel good for me. Like, I just,
it was.
Like, I like to see the bad guys win sometimes. Like, shit, let the bad guys win. The good guys can't win every time.
Let me get this ring out, nigga. We gonna call Captain Planet whip y'all.
Yes,
the kid
Kwame, he was just the weakest one. Hurt. Get the fuck out of here. Heart, niggas got earth, wind, water, nigga. Heart.
Who talks to monkeys? This nigga talks to monkeys. It's the most racist shit ever. But you had your black folks, your Asian folks, and all that shit was on the same cartoon. Like, I get it. You can't get that shit now. It's not the same now. Huh. How do we end up there?
Talking about dark skin. And speaking of dark skin, you know who got in trouble because they're because of their dark skin or their lack of dark skin? Excuse me. Nope.
John Legend.
Nope.
Beyonce.
No.
Shit, I give up, man.
Who's the blackest? Who's the blackest rapper you know right now?
Oh, right now it's got to be Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, yes. Kendrick Lamar ran into some trouble over the past week when he announced that he was getting engaged. And you know, I don't know if it's his side chicks was upset he got engaged, but no. It was some black feminists that said they were upset because Kendrick's bride-to-be is a little fair-skinned. Not fair-skinned. I don't know if she's mixed or whatever, but I think she's black. But she's not dark enough for him to be rapping about Black of the Berries and black consciousness. And so, according to Kendrick Raps, he got to be with Lupita. That's the blackest motherfucker. He got to be with somebody that black. He got to either be with Michonne, Lupita. Who else can he date? What's that black? What's the Alex Welk? He need to be with her. You know what I'm saying?
It's got to be. So, this is his high school sweetheart.
No. Not. Listen, they jumped over the fact that he been with her since day one. Like, this is right. His day one chick. Like, Kendrick, like, been out of high school 10 years. And so,
right. So I mean, they got, it's a traditional black relationship. They got all them years, and now it's time for them to get married.
Yes. She like, yo, I'm going to go ahead and lock you down because you get too popular. Let me, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I overlooked that Erykah Badu shit. You're going to have to wipe me up.
Yes, you got to wipe me up. I let you have that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't understand that how you can get upset at this man. Like, I don't get it. Like, I don't, like, the women that went against him, the black women that said anything, oh, I'm going to stop buying his music, I'll never support him. And, he, you know, anybody that had any slick shit to say, that's some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Because I just don't get it. Like, that's an L for all the black women that retweeted that bullshit. They even agreed with it. Or even if you side-eyed the bullshit. The man, I don't get it, man.
That shit is terrible, man. So the chick, like you said, high school sweetheart.
His girl not dark enough. That's just the stupidest shit ever.
It's the dumbest shit ever, man. And I see a lot of you brothers. And we ain't going to leave this all on the females. I see a lot of you brothers out here talking about this is why black women can't get ahead. Fuck you. Yeah. There's people out here that have married black women. I'm one of them. Jeremy's one of them.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Whoa. That's not to be confirmed yet. It's all right. Chill, chill.
I'm sorry. I apologize. you know what I'm saying? If the current path continues, maybe Be Easy. Maybe GQ. You know what I'm saying? The Brain Trust. The four horsemen of Nappy Afro. Not the four horsemen. The four horsemen of Nappy Afro. May all have black women. So stop trying to put this bullshit out there that there's some other issue going on with black women. They got enough shit going on. We don't need to tear them down.
Look, black women, y'all do have y'all problems. Y'all do.
So do we all.
Yeah, so do black men. Everybody has their issues. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like maybe they were just as dark.
They're easy target to pick on though. They're easy target. Easy target.
I think black dark skinned people kind of wanted to win. Like they thought that this would be a win for them.
Has it? I mean, what? So him getting a dark skinned girl means what?
I guess it just means that somebody else gets to see another dark skinned woman.
So according to his lyrics, he got to have the blackest girl, the nappiest hair, the biggest nose, the biggest lips, the biggest butt. Like it's like he got to have the superest blackest chick. Like where do you find this? You know, she got to have short fro, nappy as fuck. You know, a nappy afro. You know, whatever. I don't know. Like that's just. That shit is weird. Like, what would it be like if she just been brown skin? Would that have been brown enough?
I don't know. I mean, I think people are still feeling the way they felt when what's her boy Holiday Inn, the rapper that had Holiday Inn. I can't think of his name right now.
Holiday Inn,
St. Louis.
Oh, Chingy.
Chingy, thank you. See how relevant that is. When Chingy's video came out and he had the dark skinned women on the video, women were rejoicing. Like, thank you, Chingy. We appreciate you. Like, I wonder if this was one of those moments where they just wanted to see a dark skinned chick.
Wasn't it the girls at Spelman that said they didn't want Nelly at the concert? Right. He didn't have enough dark skinned girls in his video or something.
Well, that was part of it. The other one was the whole ass thing. But
I was just like, so you, if he would have had dark skinned girls in there shaking their ass, it would have been okay.
Yeah, they would let him in. At that point, it's okay. Like,
see what I'm saying? Like that's why I goes back to my statement. I love women. I love them. I mean, I said some days I pray to God and I thank Him every day. I'm able to open my eyes and see more women, and it's just I love y'all. Get it twisted by what King James said. So I mean, you know, but sometimes I got to be tough on y'all. And don't be tough right now. Y'all do not use logic. Is that chromosome is missing from y'all? Some of y'all, you know what I'm saying? But the logic shit, y'all need it. Read some books on logic, ladies.
did you take this moment, or did you even present this to Princess Germ, like as a teachable moment?
Not yet. She, you know, this is over her head right now. I don't like to overcome. I mean, you know, she's a child. You know what I'm saying? I want her to live their childhood. You know, like I said, I want them to be like, who's black?
Right.
who's black? What is that?
Y'all got to listen to these shows, man. I'm telling you.
Yes, man. Hey, that was just...
That's how I felt. I just like, I understand what the problem is.
All right.
Is.
That's some real shit, though, man.
Hey, that was real as fuck. I remember it clear as day. I just like, I don't understand what the problem is. Like, I get it, but I don't get it.
Exactly. Exactly. So, but yeah, I just, you know, I haven't used this, you know, when teachable moments come up, I use them, but, you know, this one, you know, I didn't want to involve her in this rapper's bullshit.
It's whack. Speaking of some more bullshit, another black man got killed by the cops.
Oh, shit.
Why are we talking about this? It happens every week, damn near every day.
Yeah, this is like, you know.
Because we got video this time.
Wow, we had video last time.
Yeah, that's true, too. But this video shows the cop allegedly. Now, I didn't see this part. I've watched the video a few times. The cop apparently plants a weapon, a taser, at the body.
Yes, he moved the taser from where it was and put it by the body.
So, the actual story. Should we even say the names? Should we be that correct with the shit?
I mean, might as well. It's happening in North Charleston, South Carolina. That's all I know. That's why I stay away.
So, the officer is Michael Slager.
He doesn't need his name said correctly. Fuck him.
Shot and killed Walter Scott, who was also former military.
50 years old, man. 50
years old. So if you see the video starts with the victim facing the cop, and then he turns around and he's out. Something drops. The dude turns around, and the cop immediately reaches for the handgun and fires 8 shots.
Mm-hmm.
8 shots at this
in the back.
In the back, who can barely run.
Yes, this 50-year-old man running.
If this was a 50-yard dash, it would have taken just, at least a minute.
I mean, listen, I was like, whoa, that dude moving slow as hell. Like,
it looked like slow motion.
Yes. So apparently, doing what we saw, he was tussling with the man. He was trying to get his fucking taser to tase the man, but his taser didn't even fucking work.
Well, why was he trying to get the taser? Oh, because of a traffic stop.
Yes, the nigga had a taillight out.
You went from a taillight out to y'all standing face to face and you're threatening to tase a 50-year-old man.
Mm-hmm.
All of that sounds fucked up to me. It all sounds fucked up. It's a taillight. Mm-hmm. Why is he even out of the car for a taillight?
How did he get from there to there? You know what I'm saying?
Fucking happen. It's a fucking.
I mean, maybe Buddy knew he had warrants for the child support.
I just don't understand how you get out the car. It's
a. I mean, maybe he knew he was going down.
It's a tail light. But then y'all were facing each other, so there wasn't even a fight until the point to where you decided to say, "I'm getting this taser." Mm. So then you see the dude running away. You see him get shot. He's on the ground. The cop immediately calls out, shots fired, as if there was a shootout.
Yes.
Not as if I shot you. I don't know cop protocol.
No, yeah, shots fired, saying they discharged their weapon. They have to do that, yeah.
Either way?
Yeah.
You say it the same way.
Shots fired at you, or you fired your gun, yeah.
Shots fired. All right. So he drops the shots fired, goes up to the body, and tells him to put your hands behind your back. After hitting him with at least, I got to get the cop.
Yeah, he probably hit him about four times.
So it's four shots.
Cause he wasn't, Buddy wasn't zigzagging or nothing.
It was
Buddy deep. Thought he was just gonna be on a little chase. He was like, "Nigga ain't gonna shoot me. Dude, like I'm about to run through these woods and nigga come pick me up later on today." You know, cause North Charleston can't be that big.
He didn't even try and tackle him or nothing. He just said immediately.
Yes, went straight to the gun. Like what? That's.
I'm shooting him. The other officer shows up. They're checking on him. The dude's obviously dead at that point. And I guess that's when the other guy showed up, that's when the officer that shot the motherfucker went back and grabbed the taser and put it next to the body.
No, he did that before the guy got there.
See, I saw him run back to that spot.
Yeah, he picked up something, then he went back to the body and he put it down.
See, I didn't see that.
And then you see the black cop comes up, you know, and then, but that's not even the best part of the story, Sarah.
What's the best part?
The report that he gave before we saw all the video. The report said that him and Buddy got into a tussle. The victim got into a tussle, and where the guy went for his taser, and the taser did not go off, and he, you know, and at that point the dude ran off, and that's when he, you know, he shot him. You know what I'm saying? And it was gonna listen. They was gonna put him on administrative leave, and everything was like, hey, went by the book, like he said it. No questions asked. You know what I'm saying? No, we weren't gonna do a fucking look into it or nothing. Then all of a sudden the video comes out. And when the video comes out, his fucking lawyer said, "Hell no, I'm done, nigga." You know what I'm saying? They arrest this motherfucker for murder swiftly.
You got to. And I feel like even when they did the formal press conference, but when I guess it was the chief was talking to the reporters, and he's like, "Wrong is wrong."
Yes.
Essentially what he was saying is, "God damn it. If it was for the video, we'd be good. But now,
everybody
has seen it, so we gotta take this motherfucker in.
Got to.
God damn." And I even saw some people online, you know, which is the worst place ever to hear comments. Somebody was asking, why was the guy not calling the cops instead of recording? That's why.
Because somebody needed to record.
Yeah. Because somebody needed, like, you almost need to carry two phones.
Yes.
You need to carry one phone to record and another
you
phone
better
to call
make sure
else.
You can record. Hey, listen, boy, you better learn to use that speakerphone, get a Bluetooth or something.
You gotta record, man. This shit is bad. This shit is, and the fucked up part about it is that we still don't know if he's gonna get locked up. We still don't know if he's gonna be convicted for murder.
He was just charged with it. Yes, exactly.
We don't know what kind of bullshit charge they gonna give him. We don't know how they, you know, they'll mess around and say it was murder one or some other shit, which will give you the loophole that he can get out. I don't know, man. I'm just.
Of course, the man's criminal past comes up. You know, from 1980s. Look, from 1987. You know, not like it's 2015. You know what I'm saying? So you say I got in trouble in 1987. So I can't live a good life. And he's been arrested 10 times since 2000. Whatever. Most of it's for child support. And you know, like any black, any 50 old. Come on, man.
Now he's dead. How good of a father is he gonna be now that he's dead?
Exactly. Did you know the cop had the nerve to say that to the judge when he went for his bond hearing or whatever? You know, he was like, "Yeah, I got two step kids and one on the way." And I'm pretty sure the other guy was a father too. He had child support.
Yeah, child support issue. So how about you stay the fuck in jail since you decided to shoot somebody? And good luck, nigga.
Hopefully in the back. You shot somebody that wasn't a threat. Like, he is not fucking with you. He's trying to get away.
I can't even think of how many ways he's not a threat. If y'all were standing face to face having an altercation, you didn't get punched? This nigga swatted the taser out your hand, maybe? That's it. Stop that. That's what he did. That's the whole fight y'all had? No.
I mean, you can't say you was in fear for your life. Not at all.
How? If that dude had you in fear for your life, you should be a cop anyway.
You shouldn't be a cop. You've been go back to the Coast Guard, dude. go. I'd rather you save the world from whales and, you know what I'm saying, make sure no whales or sharks attack us. But you know, humans, you know, that's a little out your pay grade, buddy.
Way out your pay grade, bro. God damn. I guess we talk about black sheep. We got to talk about the other side of the game, right? Affirmative action.
Yes. They always want to equate us, but everybody know affirmative action only help white women. I mean,
Right, of course. That's all it's for. Mindy Kaling, who is, they say famous actress. She's a comedian and all other shit. She got a TV show,
so I guess you call her actor.
I guess, but she also writes for like four or five shows or some shit.
Anyway. Okay.
But anyway, she's got a brother. Mindy Kaling is Indian.
Yes.
Not like Native American.
Bollywood Indian.
Yeah, like Indian, from India, Indian. And her brother apparently applied for medical school in St. Louis.
But let's be honest here. Mindy thinks she's white. She thinks she's white. She's only dates white men. You know, she don't mess with Indian or black. You know what I'm saying?
We're not here to slander Mindy.
Not here to slander Mindy. Sorry.
So he applied for, it was St. Louis University School of Medicine, SLU, as Vijay, his name, as an Indian American student. Member of the South Asian Student Association. Like, it was an Asian, it was an Indian application. He didn't get in. So he said that he shaved his head, cut his eyelashes, that might be some insider type stuff there. Cut his eyelashes and applied as JoJo, the African American who was part of the Organization of Black Students. Same GPA, same MCAT score, all that stuff was the same. He got accepted. And now he's mad. And saying it's discrimination, and I'm upset that I got in as a black person, but I didn't get in as myself.
But hasn't college always been like this, all right?
What do you mean?
Like, I mean, I thought that, you know, like, if I wanted to go to, like, a major institution, you know, what they call them, PWIs?
Yeah.
Predominantly, PWI. And I was a minority. My GPA could be lower than, you know, somebody, you know, like a white guy. I thought that's always went like that. Because a motherfucker told me that, like, if you're black, you only got to get a blank, blank, blank to get into this school. So I thought it was always like that. I was surprised.
So people are upset.
Yes. Why? They say we inferior. Is that why they upset?
I don't really understand what's going on.
I might, to get this state money, I might need X number of black students in my school.
Which is how the shit is set up. So apparently, there was a system set up by, it's called white supremacy, where they were allowed to pick and choose who got into the better schools and got the better teachers and all that good shit.
Okay.
Because of white supremacy, we have affirmative action because black folks were being turned away with equal or better stats than some white people. And they were just like, nah, we're good. So affirmative action and some other bills put in places certain quotas to have the amount of minority students on your campus and your programs, all this other shit, to get money or any kind of funding that you need.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where this stems from.
Why is he acting brand new about this shit?
I guess because he wasn't able to get in as himself and had to be a black person to get in, he's upset.
No.
I feel like in 2015... we're almost fortunate to get in as either.
Oh, nigga, that's life, nigga. Listen, man. We fought a long time to get where we at, man. Y'all fresh off the boat. Cats need to wait y'all time, man. It's our time to shine right now, man. Like, people, we're in a good place right now. You know what I'm saying? Chill.
So who's supposed to be upset about this?
I don't know. He should be upset and like. You are, I'm going to say something very racist here. Oh, you an Indian guy with a 3.1. Nigga, that's your fault. Like, I ain't never seen an Indian guy with less than a 3.9. So, I mean, upset with yourself, dude. Like, I mean, you got a 3.1. If I was looking for a medical doctor, 3.1? Nigga, you can't be no doctor with a 3.1, nigga. Man, stop.
I get so let me be the racist. Let me be Saul White real quick.
Yes.
So if I'm looking at my applicants that I'm letting in, I've got, this is all racist. This is all racist. So we're playing characters. Don't see me on the streets and come at me with the bullshit. So I've got 100 applicants. 80 of them are white. Maybe 70 of them are white. At least 25 of the motherfuckers are Indian.
Mm-hmm.
And so I got five.
Whoa. You ain't got no Asians?
Okay. So maybe 60 are white. This is St. Louis, though. So my number's right.
It's medical. Look, it's medical school.
But it's St. Louis.
Medical school.
In St. Louis.
Still medical school, but go ahead.
I mean, I think that they're probably going to go to Chicago before they come to St. Louis.
Yeah.
So the majority of my applicants are white. I've got a good crop of Indian and Asian. Let's skip the numbers.
Yeah.
I've got a good crop of Indian and Asian, which is the top tier of the program. And then I got five black applicants.
Mm-hmm.
And of those five, I've got to pick between those five to let them in. And I've got you who's coming in at 3.1. I'm not going to pick you.
I'm not picking you. You 3-1.
But now I only got five applicants. I could use six black applicants, so I'll let you in.
Yeah.
Is that what happened?
I think that's what happened.
I don't know what happened. I feel like this is one of those issues that I got other shit going on and I'm not. We're talking about medical school. We're not talking about just getting into school.
Yeah.
We're talking about medical school. So I'm just not overly concerned personally.
Yeah, 3-1. I don't feel confident about a doctor with a 3.1. I really don't. You don't take this seriously. There's niggas on the football team with better GPAs than you, nigga.
Yeah, but they got 9 PE classes.
Look, I don't give a shit. They also out there playing. They practicing it twice a day at 4 in the morning.
Motherfucker taking 19 hours and yes. 18 of a PE. Of course, yes. Their GPA is like still, a 3.9. Look,
still, though, I don't feel confident with a doctor with a 3.1, man. I just don't.
I'm confident enough to say on this Frocast that I'm ignorant about this situation, and I really don't have a feeling or a fuck to give right about now.
Yeah, exactly. But I just the affirmative action, like, dude, this is not the 60s no more. Is that shit still alive?
Like, it's still alive everywhere, but like Michigan or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm with it. I hear you. It's not one of my concerns right now. We're talking about medical school. Talk to me when we're just talking about undergrad. I don't care.
Hey, man, go ride your sister coattails, man. Just do that, man. You and your 3.1, you know what I'm saying? Did he end up dropping out of medical school? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why they let your black ass, I mean, your Indian ass in. Like, whatever.
You could have took your Indian ass to Meharry Medical, a historically black school that probably got in, but not with a 3.1. You wouldn't have got in with a 3.1, bro.
But he quit, so he didn't want to be one. Like, they knew what they was doing when they denied him.
Right. It sounds like they won.
Yeah. Then he got a look. He got a dropout status as a black kid. That's bullshit. Yeah, shouldn't he be arrested for fraud?
You fucked up our stats. So you got in, and then you fucked up our numbers.
Exactly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we upset at you.
That's some bullshit, man. I can't even. Hey, look.
Can he be arrested for fraud?
I know, right?
You can't just say he black.
Right.
I mean, so sorry. Next application I fill out for a job, I'm gonna put on that white nigga. Fuck that.
I'm putting it on there too. And my
I'm gonna put on there when they get there. I'm like, I thought you were white. I am. Like, you trying to tell me I'm not white?
Hey, I could put Native American on there. My great grandmother's Native American, 100%. I can put that on there. I'm gonna be something else.
Let's see if I get. I'm gonna put white. When they call me back and I go for the interview and see I ain't white, that's gonna be a real awkward situation.
Make sure you spell it K-I-N-G. Now, don't spell it K-A-N-G. Don't be Kang Jern.
No, I'm not Kang Jern. No.
But they'll let King Jern in.
Yes. I might even stretch it out. King Jermaine.
Oh, yeah. King Jermaine. You're definitely getting it. Wait, Jermaine? Is there white Jermaines?
Excuse me?
Is there white Jermaines? I don't know if you can be Jermaine.
Oh, man.
You might have to change. You might change it all the way up.
Damn it.
Yeah, you can't do that. I don't know what you're going to do.
I'm just going to say Your Majesty.
Ooh, you definitely black. You just turned black again. You turned blacker than Kang Jern when you put Your Majesty. That's a wrap. I don't know what you have to put on there, but you got to do something else.
I can always go white boy, put Jeremy on that shit.
You can put Jeremy. You might get in. King Jeremy sounds like, you sound like you straight off of Game of Thrones. You might get in on that one.
Yes.
What else do we have on here? On the outline, we got the Rosa Parks thing, and I don't.
Man, we got to talk about it, because I think that's just an idea. That shit's never going to happen.
Exactly.
I mean, but it's just an idea. Like, how you going to have finalists for an idea that's never going to happen? Like, I don't want to be, hey, man, I'm one of the five finalists that might be on the new $20 bill. Like, what?
You think that we're going to get rid of Andrew Jackson for Rosa Parks?
No, they're not going to get rid of Andrew Jackson.
So it's just be another 20.
It'll be another 20 if they come out with the idea, yes.
Anyway, man, we ain't got to talk about that.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Then Rosa Parks, of all people. I mean, I'm just saying, like, not saying what she ain't do was great, but we got some black superstars over there now, like some, you know, we got some Harriet Tubmans. I mean, I'm talking about like some real deal. Yeah, like, you know,
can't remind people of slavery every time they pay out.
But oh, like, see, that's what the thing. They don't want it to be. No, it got to be somebody. But shit, Rosa Parks doing the same.
Yeah, but she, you know, she had a house and a place to go and a job, and that's a little bit more palatable than leading slaves away from master every time I pay with a 20. We can't do that. You know,
well, shit, all the slave masters on all the other dollars, what's the damn difference?
Well, they set up the program, that's the way it's supposed to be.
I
that's
mean, you
right.
think of slavery every time you speak, you look, oh, George Washington.
That's how it's supposed to be. That's the way it was written. That's why they don't want to touch the Constitution, because it was written the right way. Racism is only supposed to go one way. Mm. If there's anywhere else, it's reverse racism.
Stop getting all political on us, all right? Anyway, let's stop that.
I know, let's stop. Let's get into our TV talk so we can get the fuck up out of here. Better Call Saul. Like I said before, it's over. The show's awesome. Over. First season's over.
Awesome.
One scale of 1 to 5, because we do 5 stars here. What are you giving this first season?
7.
1 to 5.
Okay, 5.
You think it was perfect?
Man, that shit was, man, listen. That shit, it set you up, like, it showed you how he, you know, where he started, and he wanted to be a good guy. He wanted to be a good guy. But being a good guy, I got him nowhere. So he was just like, fuck that shit. Like, you know, that whole season, you seen him struggling to do the right thing. And you wonder, like, how the fuck he get the Saul Goodman from this guy? And then that was, man, that shit was awesome, man. It man. Turns out, like, you was pulling for him, rooting for him, knowing, like, you know, if you watch Breaking Bad, you know, he's a not a bad guy, but, you know, he was a bad guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, but, man, this shit was dope. It was dope. He was more likable than Aaron Walt, man.
Yeah, I think that was by design, because he's kind of a wimp in Breaking Bad. Like, he's a little punk bitch. So it's kind of easier to like his slimeball ass based on this story. I get it.
Yeah.
I just wasn't entertained by season one, for real.
Oh, man, it's all right. Like,
for season one, I'm not entertained. For season one of You Better Call Saul, I got to get his shit like a 2.5 or 3.
Oh!
It's really slow. Like, it's really
it's New Mexico. Cool. What is it supposed to be? Fast pace?
we know Saul knows a lot of dirty motherfuckers. So I feel
but
like
but not at that action. Point though. This is when he's a good guy.
Man, we could have did that shit in 5 episodes. We didn't need 8.
No, man. Listen. Then his brother, like it just, man, it just showed a whole lot, man.
He didn't even got the caddy yet. He don't even have the caddy yet.
They stretched it out.
They could have at least had him purchase the caddy at the end of the episode. Mm-hmm. He's still driving that yellow ass.
Look, is he gonna get like? Is he still in on the money? Like, when he walked away from meeting the people, is he still gonna get the money from the class action lawsuit? Like, I don't know. Like, this shit is, man. This shit
he got to
dope.
Still get it though. I mean, he already got the 20 in his pocket.
Oh, okay.
They gave him the 20 when he went back into the office, and they said that he's gonna get the rest whenever it's done. So maybe that's where season 2 opens. Is with them finalizing that case. I don't know, but I gave it a 2.5 or 3. What do you give it? The whole season. You giving the whole season a 5?
Whole season of 5, man. It was the perfect background. It set everything. Like, man, that shit was dope. Even when it went off, man, I was like, I was satisfied. Like, damn. He was like, yo, I'm never going to let that happen to me again, man. And I was just like, yo, this is what birthed it. Like, y'all was just like, yo, this shit awesome, man.
Yeah, I feel like I walked away from season one liking Mike even more.
Like, yes.
Mike is my dude.
And that's what you were supposed to.
I like Mike. And the rest of the show, I'll probably watch season 2 because we tell y'all about it. And I'm not going to leave my homie Jerm out there to talk about it by himself. But I'm not anticipating season 2 at all.
You know what I am anticipating?
What's that?
Sunday night.
Wow, what happened Sunday
April night? April the fucking 12th. Game of Thrones returns.
Okay. So I'm at the end of season 2. Mm-hmm. We just got done with Blackwater. Tyrion just got married. That whole 9. I do like this show. But there's no chance in hell that I'm going to catch up for the next season.
Oh, no, you're not. I mean, unless you didn't have nothing to do for the next 3 days? I mean, right. Nothing. Nah, like, I nothing. Watch. You couldn't leave the house because you had to watch 13 hours of TV.
Yeah, and that's not going to happen. I got to work, and the Jordans come out Saturday.
Oh, my God. So, did you just buy some Jordans last week, all right?
Allegedly. Look here, man. the budding sneakerhead in me, man. I can't help it. Some a light bill. Look, I'm going real typical. Some bill is not getting paid, so I can try and get
hey,
DJ.
Hey, that's how it usually is. I mean, you know, that's capital B shit right there, I'm fellas. If you don't know, that's it.
Something's not getting paid. I really want to get to use these.
We make arrangements to get Jordans. You understand that? What I mean by that? We call the bill man and say, hey, late fee is okay. Well, I see you in 2 weeks on the next cycle.
And I shouldn't have gotten the last Jordans I got. Like, I didn't even know they were coming out. I woke up at like 8 o'clock and I saw a message on my phone saying the J's dropped. And I was like, oh, I guess I'll try. I didn't even know which ones they were. And I saw there was a double nickels. I was like, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll try it again. And this time I said, look, I'm not opening up 19 windows on different sites. I'm just going to open one window and see what happens. Mm. I did that and got the goddamn shoes.
Damn.
So this one, I'm actually looking at the Hoyas. And I'm not a fan of low tops like that. Mm. I'm definitely not a fan of low top 11s. But these the Hoyas.
I'm getting the black and red ones to come out in May.
I do want the black and red ones. Like, those, out of all the Jordans, I've had like three pair of Jordans. Mm. I've had two pair of 11s. I had the all white ones. The OGs. Mm. I'm talking about, you know, early 90s.
Yes, the one with the purple and the purple and gray bottom, nigga. Like,
yeah, I had them, and I had the black and reds. Mm. So for me, these being able to get these, hey, I'll be amped, and I'm gonna paint the midsole. I'm gonna customize them. Mm. So they're gonna be all black with the red sole. None of the white midsole. All black.
Yeah, we'll look, it's all right.
We'll see, man. Anyway, back to TV talk.
Yes.
I guess there's nothing else to say about Better Call Saul.
Yeah, man, it's an over great show. Oh yeah, Game of Thrones, man. How you feel so far? Two seasons in, man.
It's a really good show.
It is.
Really good show. Like, I want to see some ass whooping though. I want to see Brienne fight the Mountain or some shit like that.
Brienne and the Mountain. Oh, okay, the Mountain. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I want to see them. I want to see them squad. But it's a lot of snake motherfuckers on that show, which I love. You can't trust nobody.
Nobody.
Khaleesi still dope. Hey man, that whole situation when they killed all of the motherfucking Dothraki at the, you know I'm bad with the names, at the city, whatever city it was, where the black dude was trying to get him. That whole scene, I was like, damn. So when they started unfolding that the black dude and the other cat conspired against him, I was like, oh shit. All that
shit. Some of the black dude that wanted to marry Khaleesi, right?
Yeah.
He fronted like he was the richest nigga in the city and shit.
He was talking to violent shit. Mm. He's like, hey, I came from nothing. I'm one of the richest motherfuckers around. I want to wife you up. You know what I'm saying? We give you all this. And then when she was like, nah, he's like, all right, bet. We're going to keep your ass anyway, bitch. And we about to run the city. Now what? And then he was fucking the other chick at the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Which was our homegirl, right? Wasn't that her people?
Yeah.
Man, look here. Because she was alleged... Wait. That's not the same chick that was allegedly dead.
I don't think so.
It was just one of the other chicks that was with the Dothraki. All right.
So what happened then? Did... I'm trying to think. What happened to the black dude?
He got caught in bed. I don't think he got killed or nothing because they stole all the money from the city of Karth or whatever the fuck it is. They stole all the gold.
Okay, Karth.
Yeah, but they just caught him in the bed with old girl.
Didn't he lock him in the door or something?
Oh, that's right. They locked him in that big ass vault.
Yeah, they locked him in the vault. The
empty ass vault that supposedly had all the money. That dude was a snake. But
yes.
They locked them both in the vault. She locked the key on him, and that was it. Is she ever going to fuck dude?
You talking about Sir Walt?
Yes. I mean, this nigga is the biggest fuck nigga in the world. Is she going to finally fuck dude?
But he, he the one that was sitting there to kill her, though. I mean, the he was supposed to watch over her, ain't it?
But he's still watching like he's in love with her.
Yeah, he fell in love with her. Nah, he ain't gonna ever get no pussy, man.
Oh, God, he doing the most.
He's friends. Listen. He's been friend zone, bro.
Like, God damn. She be flirting on his ass, too. She called him in there. So, what do you want? And he be like, I want whatever makes you happy. What are they gonna do with then, nigga? And he be like, okay.
Like, look. One day he gonna lay his old affection out for him. She be like, nigga, you my best. You my buddy. You my bestie. He gonna be
crying. And then when he doing some fuck nigga shit, like piercing her clit or some stupid shit, she gonna be like, wait, we don't have a relationship like that. Like, God damn, man.
He be like, but I bathe you every night. I make sure your vagina is clean. What do you mean?
He's like, who else is gonna pick the dingleberries for you?
Yes, like, I wipe it every time you take, you know, do whatever comes out of your backside.
Shit, yeah. Dragon shit. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. You my homie. Hey.
Yeah, because he wasn't a believer until he seen her, on the fire and shit. He know the story about the Targaryens and shit, so he didn't believe it. You know what I'm saying? He was like, man, I ain't no believer. But when, you know, when she covered over them eggs and nigga, she, you know, doing the fire and she seemed like she wasn't nothing wrong with it, he was like, oh, shit. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
God damn. This boy, hey, you got to be a strong motherfucker to try and holler at somebody who lived through a fire.
Yep. Well, you can't kill the Targaryens. The Targaryens, the only way you can kill them is cut their heads off.
Hey, well, hey, you got to be a tough motherfucker to try and holler at a bitch who can't be
killed. That's why they always give your boy props. They call him Kings, well, whoever killed the King Slayer. He killed the Mad King, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, but he stabbed him in the back, so they were just like, motherfucker. That's why they don't really honor that shit, because they're like, bitch, you stabbed him when he wasn't looking. Like,
he shot him like that cop did. Your life wasn't in danger, nigga.
Yeah, they was like, nigga. But yeah, baby. Real good show, man. I mean, you know, yeah, get caught up. Sorry,
I'm going to get caught up.
It's funny when you text me and say shit about it, because I be like,
yeah, you know, I know you and GQ be laughing like a motherfucker.
You know, because it's like, oh, wait till you get to this part. Like, he's gonna be like, this is gonna knock your socks off. Like, you know, wait till you get to the red wedding, man. That's all I'm gonna say. The red wedding, that's gonna blow your fucking mind, and you be like, what the?
I've heard like the episode before the red wedding and two or three episodes after. Like, you just need to watch straight through. You shouldn't take no breaks.
Dog, it's like, man, I'm telling you, it's going to get to that point where you're going to start binging. Like, you're going to be like, yo, every minute you're going to start watching this shit.
That's kind of how I approach it now. Like, I don't want to watch if I can't watch four or five episodes straight.
Yeah,
because I started off trying to watch it while I was working, and I found myself watching the same episode about four times because I can't miss shit. Yeah,
because you soak in.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, I just need to be able to have a gap. So I probably watch, you know, a good three, four episodes today. A good three or four tomorrow, because, you know, and then Saturday and watch the shit because Jordan's coming out. That's all I'm saying. Black Ink Crew.
Oh, man.
Where are we at? Are we coming to the end of the season?
It's got
to
be. It's
like
coming
nine episodes in.
Yeah, so it's like maybe three episodes left.
If that, I know they haven't mentioned the end of the season now.
Yeah, they'll never do that.
What's going on? Yeah, this show is ridiculous. But what the fuck do we say about this shit?
First of all, that party they had, like, I mean, I don't know if it was a 30s theme party or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. She just, red lipstick. I hate red lipstick.
Okay, so you're talking about the engagement party.
The engagement party that, you know, Caesar got in trouble because he didn't ask the girl daddy. I mean, Caesar, really? You ain't never seen TV before?
I didn't know
proper protocol. Nigga, anybody know that shit? Like,
who does Caesar know? He got that one chick. They call him Mama Caesar. It's not his real mama though.
Yeah,
right?
The woman with the So you ain't consulted her. She might be in jail though. They ain't seen her in a long time. Yeah,
they ain't mentioned her at all. I'm sure that she had to tell you something. I'm sure that Big Joe, if you hang with Big Joe like that, who fronted you out at the party, Big Joe should have told you something too.
I mean, anybody should have, like, yo, you asked her dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Some of that shit. So all of that was weird. And then they get to the party, and then they bring it up. So you at the fucking party. You got Pops in front of you. You got Walter behind you. You got Big Joe there. Everybody's there. Ted's there. And they're like, yo, just ask him. You still ain't ask him?
Mm-mm.
How did he get out of that situation without asking?
I don't know. That was weird. And I was just like, what the fuck? You know, I'm gonna be honest. I hope this marriage works out, but I don't see it working out. They're too... In the public eye, you know what I'm saying? I don't see the Caesar Duchess. Because they work together. It's hard to work together and be married.
Do they work together?
Yes.
So we saw what? One tattoo on this episode?
Yeah, and look, I said that for Duchess, I said that was good. But it was still wasn't like, I ain't seen enough shading, you know what I'm saying? It's still like, I wasn't satisfied. I was just like,
correction. We saw two tattoos. Caesar did a tattoo because the chick was trying to highlight him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we saw two tattoos, but they weren't even, like, Duchess wasn't even at the shop.
Yeah.
And then he wasn't at the shop when she did hers. So I don't know that that's all I'm saying. I don't know that they work together. They ain't doing no work. Like, he ain't doing no work.
And then Walt baby mama Zenobia, is that her name? Like, how did he get out of marrying her? Wasn't, like, Walt about to get married, like, last season and shit?
And he was mad about all that shit. I'm having a baby for a woman I don't even like.
Woman I don't even love. I was like, what?
That nigga was upset about that whole joint. He was crying, but I guess he got out of it. You know, Zenobia with his what is his baby's name? Is it Walter Jr.?
Shit, I don't even know.
don't even know. The episode wasn't really spectacular.
It was like one of them episodes, like nothing really happened. You know, but next week shit's supposed to jump off the, you know. Oh yeah, Kathy the DNA test, man.
Oh my god!
I told you what I tell you, shit. I said I knew shit got a little bullshit. I told you he had a weak ass DNA test, man.
And he didn't even want to bring it out. Like I hate that shit. I hate for a motherfucker to say I have a secret, but I can't tell or some shit like that. You quick to tell somebody that you took a goddamn paternity test, but you don't want to show nobody the paternity test.
I would have had that shit posted upside my tattoo license.
Nigga would have been tattooed on my arm.
Nigga, what you talking about?
There's no way you got that shit done. And then she comes down and says, now, this is the first time that she had any redeeming quality at all. She came down to the shop and said, yo, let's take this test. And you said, get out of here. I won't take no fucking test. What are you doing? What the fuck was all that? And then, of course, then she got...
I would have been like, especially if I knew that the kid went mine, I was like, yeah, go ahead. Take a test. Wow, let's go right now.
Nigga, I would have swabbed, cut myself. You would have got whatever you wanted to take that test if I know. Mm. And he obviously don't know. He was bluffing. And she only took the test because he was out there talking shit about her. It had nothing to do with Achilles. I think that's what's got me mad about this whole shit. None of this has anything to do with Achilles at all. They just like, yeah. Yo, you can't be talking about me like that. Well, you can't be talking about me like that. That's some bullshit, man. Anyway, man, this whole episode was whack. I'm happy to see the next episode. Sky gets out of jail. Ted.
Yeah, that was a fast 2 months.
You call some bullshit?
Look, her weed. Look, you notice her weed was even different now? I said, come on. So she getting her weed done in jail? I said, no. Nigga, go look at them episodes. Like, man, then look at her. I was like, hold on, that's a new weave. I was just like, yo, what the fuck? So, like I said, yeah, I'm calling shenanigans on the whole Sky to jail shit, bro.
It's got to be, man. She gets out, you know, Ted has the whole roses. Ted kind of does what Ted 2 did. Or what she did for Ted 2. She put the roses out.
Exactly.
Had the little table set up and strawberries. I'm just saying. Just saying. Well, what happened to Ted 2?
Hey, I guess when Sky went to jail, he said, fuck that bitch.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? But I think he going to rear his ugly head on Ted again. He ain't going to just go out like that.
He can't.
But Sky was like, yo, I was locked up in jail for 2 months. You ain't need check on me, nigga. You ain't put nothing in my books. This nigga sold his joints for me. I'm going with Team Ted. And watch.
And then Ted going to do some fuck shit like fuck another broad.
Yes. Like,
he's not going to settle down.
Like, it's going to be a repeat cycle. What, you and Ted, you think you and Ted going to get married, Sky?
No.
I think Ted and Sky going to get married before a season of Duchess. I'm going on a limb and say that.
It's impossible. Season of Duchess are on track to get married by the end of the season.
Listen.
You think Ted
and Sky will be Duchess and Caesar to the altar, man.
They gonna go to the courthouse and get it knocked out.
Telling you, man, watch. They gonna beat them niggas to the altar. They gonna beat them to the altar. Watch.
That should be crazy as fuck. And we got like another 90 episodes for the season over. I don't know. You watched one episode and you texted me the other day. You said the show was 35 minutes.
Oh yeah, because I looked at it on the thing. I said, damn.
So the other 25 minutes was just commercials.
Yeah, commercials.
This shit is trash, bro.
I looked at it when I looked. I said, damn. I said, I'm going to see how long this episode is. And right before I hit play on it, I looked and I was like, damn, 30 seconds. You know, I watch mine on streaming because, you know, most time 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm not home. I'm doing something. Yeah. You know, I don't watch that shit in front of my kids, even though my kids watch that shit with me sometimes. You stop lying and shit.
don't be like one of them new niggas, man. Just keep it funky. So it was 37 minutes for the whole episode.
37, yes.
What other show do you watch that's an hour long?
And what's the time on it? I watch The Blacklist. And listen, that show's like 42 minutes. Wow. It might be about 44. It might be about 44, and they come on NBC. The Following, that's another 40-some, 48. You know what I'm saying? It's close. They, like, get a lot of TV time in. It might even be 52 while I'm bullshitting. You know, them the ones that watch on network TV. What else I watch on network? Watch The Following, Blacklist. Scandal was around right in the 40s.
So it's still, out of all those shows, it's still shorter.
Shorter, hell yeah.
That's some bullshit, man.
But that's the Mona Sky, you know, the advertisers, man. That's the only thing to keep them shows on, I believe. And they don't even bullshit. Like, they keep them shows in rotation. Cause soon as Love and Hip Hop, New York just went off. They doing a reunion show last week and a reunion show this week. Then the very next week, Love and Hip Hop Atlanta come on. So you know what I'm saying? Then I'm pretty sure you're gonna have Love and Hip Hop LA. So all year long, she's giving you a Love and Hip Hop show. Like this shit is like, hey, Mona Scott, man, pimp of the year, dog.
She making that money.
Yes, sir.
Man, that's some shit, man. Do you have a Keep It 100 this week for the people?
Yes, I do have a Keep It 100, man. Damn it, what were we just talking about, something, right?
We were just talking about people getting married, Black Ink Crew.
Okay. 100.
Yeah. I thought you wrote it down.
I did write it down, but it's something I wanted to change. But yeah, fuck it. I'm going to go with the one I wrote down. Yeah, I wasn't changing yet. But yeah. That's what it was. Public shaming. I got this. This is a two-part.
Oh,
shit. This public shaming. We're starting to see a lot of that for these parents. Like, they don't know what to do. Like, recently, my sister-in-law, you know, forwarded me, one of her students was on the news because he stole from his mama. So his mama put a sign on him, said, I steal from my parents. And she made him stand on the street corner for about an hour with a sign on. And this man on the news and shit, you know, like, I don't really think that's helping him. Like, I'm going to make him do it 2 hours a day for the rest of the week. Okay, it's spring break, so he's going to spend 2 hours a day, you know, out on the street corner with a sign on. You know, I'm like,
right.
Okay. Like, you know, he's like, you know, I don't like the public shaming. You know what I'm saying? So stop it, parents. You know, come with a better way. Public shaming is not cool because it's just not. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it works. You know what I'm saying? But whatever you got to do, parent your kid, do that. But public shaming, I think it's kind of whack. I think you doing it for the likes. I think it's more, I don't know.
Anyway. It's like for the parents second to part, shine.
Huh?
Good. It's like for the parents to shine.
Yeah. I think it's more for the parents. You know, it's not helping. I don't think it's really helping. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and then especially if you on the news for it or you getting 1,000 likes and a million shares and all that. But I just think it's for the parents. You know, gotcha. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. You know. Any kids have been a success story of a public shaming, please let me know. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's all I want to know. Like, I want to see 5 years from now, the kids that we didn't watch, you know, get embarrassed. Like, what are they doing in their life now? Did he turn his life around? Is he in jail? You know what I'm saying? Whatever. I want to know. And my second part, the ass-eating epidemics, all right?
What?
The other day, I was listening to the radio, and I was listening to the song. I don't know about the girl's name, but she said something like, it's supposed to be, but you got to eat the booty like groceries. You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, yo, what? Like, they didn't cut this out. This is on the radio.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm thinking like, yo, these niggas got to eat ass these days.
Whoa.
Like these niggas, like, you know, I know in the 90s it was pussy eating, and I guess in this era it's ass eating. Like, whoa. Niggas, like, it's all right. I don't know, it's all right. I don't know what's going on, but these young niggas out here, like, I see it on Twitter all day. Niggas like, yo, I eat her ass, and girls talking about, yo, nigga got to eat the booty. And I like all this shit. It's crazy.
So I went ahead and researched it real quick. You was talking about it. And apparently this is off Omarion's new song. And the person singing it is Jhené Aiko.
Oh, my God.
Right. Right. Wait a minute. Not Jhené Aiko. God damn it. You know how much slander I have to put up with online because I legit like her music. And now she's saying you got to eat the booty like groceries.
I mean, it's all right. R&B niggas get away with the worst. Niggas. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
R&B, I mean, now they just straight up telling you. You got it. How do you eat the booty like groceries?
She says, if your dude come close to me, he gonna want to ride off in the ghost with me. I might let your boy show for me, but he got to eat the booty like groceries. He got to get rid of these hoes for me. I might have the nigga selling his soul for me. Oh, that's how it's supposed to be if you want to expose the freak in me. I don't know what the fuck's going on, man.
How do you eat the booty like groceries? Maybe Rap Genius could tell us.
Right. Maybe Rap Genius could tell us that part. I need to step by step on how to eat the booty like groceries.
Yes. God, so, man. Yeah. Keep going. I don't understand the ass eating epidemic. So, any of our listeners, if you want to explain the ass eating epidemic and, you know, why, like, young niggas out there, y'all niggas got to eat ass, nigga? Like, yo,
I can't imagine. You know what, man? I'm just too old to even comment on this.
Yes, man. Yes. Like, I'm just, I'm team repressed.
Yeah.
I don't play all man. You know what I'm saying? I let y'all know that off gate. You know what I'm saying? So, ladies, you know what I'm saying? Don't, if you're trying to get them booty ate like groceries, King Germ, not that nigga for you, man. Maybe Be Easy and GQ Blue. Not me. It's all right. We already know.
Is that something you do when you're dating? That's
I don't know.
Like some married shit. And I'm married.
I'm married. I don't even do that
right.
shit.
But I definitely ain't doing it if we dating. Nigga, like, there's no way that I'm going to eat your ass and then you're going to go fuck with the next nigga.
What? You ain't going to be able to tell nobody I ate your ass? Like, what?
Exactly.
That's like, no.
There's no way that shit happens. Nah, bruh. Nah. I don't understand. Single niggas, if you eat the booty like groceries, how's that life? I know that, look, let me just move on. Let's just get to the winners and losers, because that, niggas is out here eating booty like that. Mm. It started with Kevin Gates. Y'all let Kevin Gates set y'all off for failure.
I don't get tired, nigga.
Go ahead, man. What's your winners and losers this week, bro?
I'm a winner this week, man. The Duke Blue Devils and Coach Mike Krzyzewski. Coach 1K, he just solidified himself as the greatest college basketball coach of all time with his fifth national title. And, I mean, he's the greatest. Like, there's no, you could say John Wooden got more titles, but John Wooden did it in the 60s and all back in the days. You know, that shit wasn't in the modern era of basketball. Wasn't no three-point line. Wasn't no niggas one and dones. Wasn't no niggas, you know what I'm saying? Wasn't none of that. You went 64 teams in the tournament. Right. You know what I'm saying? Coach K, that nigga got 5 rings. He got 3 gold medals. The nigga coached Jordan, LeBron, Christian Laettner, Patrick Ewing. Like, come on, man. The GOAT. So Coach K, my winner this week, because he's the GOAT. And my loser, all you motherfuckers is crying Wisconsin Badger fans. Let me run into the game for a minute. It was the bad calls. He was on the line. That ball was off his hand. Shut up. It had nothing to do with the game. Y'all niggas was up 8-9 points, nigga. That's what lost you the game. Fucking Grayson Allen and fucking Tyus Jones is the reason why y'all lost, nigga. So Wisconsin Badgers fans is crying because you lost to the GOAT. Nigga, where's the Indianapolis? You should have known what was going to happen, nigga. So they're my losers, man.
I don't have a winner this week.
Yes, you do, so all right. It's Coach K, man.
Man, that's fine. That works for me.
Yes, man. GOAT, man.
We give it to Coach K, you know what I'm saying? I do have a loser this week, though. And it's this whole fucking story. Mm. Apparently, a mother and daughter gave birth the same week to the same man.
Wow.
So a 38-year-old mother and her 19-year-old daughter found out that they were pregnant, giving birth the same week, and they found out it was to the same dude.
My fingers are crossed, all right? Fingers are crossed.
You might as well uncross them, bro. It don't get much more black than this. South Africa.
Oh, okay. They might be whites, all right?
It's not.
They got white South Africa. That's the only brand of white people at now. Come on, nigga. Hey.
Mildred Mashego and Patricia Mashego.
Oh, yeah, they white.
They're not white.
All right, so their last name ain't De Klerk.
Yeah, they're not white, bro. I don't know how this happens. I feel like, you know, they're going to go down in the record book as the first mother-daughter, whoever keeps this record book, this first mother-daughter duo to give birth the same week to the same father. I feel like this happens all the time in Florida, though.
So the kids are brothers and sisters and niece and auntie or uncle and nephew or whatever.
They got the same father, so they brother, sister. And then
one of them is the uncle.
No, one of them is the
uncle. No, one of them because the mother's
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, that's the uncle. Yeah, and then she's
and look, and then
she's
one
like
of
the grandmother
sisters.
Aunt. She's the
one of them sister
aunt.
With the mom. Yo, that shit fucked up. Sorry. It's like your kids. Yo, it's like you got a new sister. You got a new sister, but that's your kid's brother and sister. But that's also your kid's aunt. And they like, and one of them like, oh shit.
So you the
then
daddy,
they got a grump. Then it's one of them grandma. That's your, god damn.
it's
one of your grandmas, but it's your,
it's your grandma.
Kid. Like, it's one of the sets is their grandma. Right. Grandma's the mama's. Yeah, man, that shit fucked up, nigga.
You the auntie grandma.
Yeah, auntie, grandma.
And you the mama.
Mama, sister.
Yeah, you the mama, sister. And you the grandfather, uncle.
You the grandfather, uncle. And, yeah, you the grandfather and uncle, yeah. It might be stepdaddy, y'all. It depends. Like,
you don't fuck around to be the stepdaddy, too. You the stepfather. You the grandfather, stepfather.
You gonna be granddaddy. You gonna be granddaddy, daddy, brother. Oh, man, that shit fucked up, man. I got a headache, all right. You the grandfather. Good loser this week, so good.
You the grandfather,
man.
Father.
Hey, any of the smart listeners, break that down for us. Break that down for us, any smart listeners.
Let me give you the parts again. There's a father, and there's a lady. They had a kid. And the father and the lady's daughter had a kid.
Yes.
So those are where the kids are. Y'all do that pie chart, that tree, whatever the fuck, to figure that out. But I think we got it. I think we got it. It's the grandmother, mother, aunt, the grandfather, father, uncle, and the sister, mama.
Yeah.
And sister. Yeah, it's sister mama. That's it. I think we got them all, man. But shit, I saw the story and I said, what the fuck?
God damn.
Oh. Of course, and it says that they were bitter. She was bitter. She was bitter with her daughter for sleeping with her boyfriend. That's the only thing you're mad about. You're mad at your daughter for fucking your boyfriend. Not mad at the boyfriend for fucking your daughter.
And they had the kids on the same day?
Same hospital, bro. Same week. Not the same day, but the same hospital, same week.
Oh, okay. I'm about to say, oh, man, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, not the same day. But goddamn.
Damn.
Hey, man, you got shout-outs this week, bro.
Hey, man, shout-out to my nigga B-Eazy, man. I'm sorry my nigga Chuck ruined the night, because this what happened. Chuck wanted to watch the game because he had money on the game. Chuck, we in Athens. You know, me and B-Eazy familiar with Athens, but Chuck not. So he like, yo, y'all niggas can just leave me and go on to the show. You know what I'm saying? Like, what kind of fuck niggas you think we is? We going to leave a nigga that ain't from somewhere? Like, we don't abandon niggas where we from. You know what I'm saying? We don't do that shit. You know what I'm saying? So that's what caused us to miss the show. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, him wanting to watch the game. You know, I ain't really give a fuck because I was like, yo, my team in the championship. I don't give a fuck who we play. We got to play somebody, so it don't matter. Right. So anyway, so shout out to my nigga B-Eazy, man. You know, had a good night that night, man. He was on FaceTime and some chick on my phone. I don't know what the fuck going on with that shit. But
FaceTiming somebody on your phone?
Yes, man. Why? Well, Snapchatting somebody on my phone.
Is his phone fucked up or something?
Yeah, I don't know, but he was Snapchatting the hell out of this person, man. And so I was like, damn.
He got another one?
Hey, look, be easy, man. Listen, man, you got to watch him, man. Nigga got the beard now. Actually, be easy and gain weight, man. Be easy about, be easy and got big, man. Like, he ain't fat, but he didn't got bigger. Like, you know, nigga was 145 pounds. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, now the nigga got some grown man size on him, man. So shout out to my nigga, be easy, man. Awesome. Shout out to VG. Shout out to fam, man. Everybody, y'all know who y'all is, man.
Hey, man, that's all. I'm going to use Jerm's shout-outs this week, too. I use his winner. I'll use his shout-outs, too. Same shout-out. This is the Frocast. We do this shit every week, almost every week. You know, we appreciate y'all for listening with us and rocking with us on all these shows and buying shirts and giving drops. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate all that. We appreciate it if you keep it up, too. Like, don't just let this be the first week. If this is your first week listening, where you been? We got another 153 episodes. So this is episode 154. I'm your man, Saul Wright, sitting there with King Jerm. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast for NappyAfro.com. We out. Peace.
Peace, peace, peace.
Yeah, yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, a.k.a. The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.